You're listening to SBS News.
It's not your average job interview, standing in front of a crowd of prospective employers in the hope of landing your dream job.
I'm Tabe Hamdani, a marketeer, a storyteller for brands and organisations.
But that's exactly what 11 skilled migrants have done, promoting their skills and credentials to a room full of potential employers and recruiters. Each of them was given 3 minutes to sell themselves. For business development and marketing professional Tabe Hamdani, it was no easy feat.
I think it was okay. Yeah, it's very difficult to talk about yourself. You know. I've done many for my clients. And I've got a decade of experience pitching for other people, but this was the first time I was pitching myself.
Event organiser Nashad Ghadani says pitch night is one way of trying to get migrants to better understand what employers want from employees and vice versa. He also says it's a good way for them to interact on a personal level.
That's the reason why I'm setting up this kind of initiative, is so that they can look beyond the resume and see the person and have a chat with them.
Vagesh Malhotra arrived from India 6 months ago and has been struggling to find work. The sales and business development professional has been working in a restaurant and driving an Uber.
Oh, I've lost count. But then maybe 100, 200 jobs, I think. I have tried to reach out to them, but the feedback has been more or less generic in the sense that, you know, the position has already been filled, or you know, maybe the skills do not match with the kind of position that we are looking for.
His story isn't unusual. Australia's total migration intake in 2018 was over 162,000. Of that, more than 111,000 fall into the skilled category. And despite the perceived need for skilled migrants, many are still struggling to land a job, including Mr. Hamdani, who has been searching for the past 2 months.
So far, I've not been able to hit the mark yet. But I'm trying. But with every rejection, I'm trying to improve myself.
It's left many feeling frustrated, especially when they are being told they lack local experience. But the pitch night hopes to provide these job seekers with tips on how to get a foot in the door. Mr. Malhati says he's already picked up a few tips.
In Australia, networking plays a really, really important role for you to find a suitable job. So you have to be really, really active in networking, which is not necessarily the case back home.
IT recruitment consultant Grace Rishi says often many of these job seekers just need to change their approach when applying for a job.
If you do your research, find out companies that are hiring at the moment, companies that aren't hiring, but still reach out to them and see if you can get a phone conversation or even take them out for coffee. I mean, Australia is a coffee-loving culture. So yeah, it goes a long way.
While the night proved beneficial for many, being able to network directly with employers, Mr. Malhotra does have a message for organisations who might be unsure about hiring a skilled migrant.
You need to go behind the name, you know, and look at the skills. Be open to the fact that, you know, people come from various backgrounds and they contribute something to the diversity, and maybe they also have a fresh way of looking at things.
There are now plans to make the pitch night a monthly event. Gloria Kalesh, SBS News.